A destructive insect that threatens to kill all of Maine's ash trees has been bearing down on the state for more than a decade. And new infestations of the emerald ash borer have been found right on Maine's doorstep. It hasn't been found yet in the state, but it's a subject of intense concern for people who depend on Maine's forests, including the state's Wabanaki tribes. Maine Public Digital producer Barbara Caridi looks at the threat for a story at mainepublic.org. It's called The Scourge at Maine's Door. Barbara, we have been hearing about the threat of the emerald ash borer now for several years. What's different this time?
Well, it is true that the emerald ash borer has been in the U.S. for a while. It was first discovered here near Detroit, Michigan in 2002. And a short while after that, it was found in Canada, right across the Detroit River in the town of Windsor, Ontario. And since then, it's spread very rapidly in all directions. What's new and what's raising concerns here in Maine is that some new infestations were recently found in Canada, and one of them in the town of Sherbrooke, Quebec, is very close to the Maine border. Meanwhile, it's also heading our way from New Hampshire, and it's now just a few miles away from the Maine town of Lebanon in southern York County.
What are the repercussions of losing all of those ash trees? What are ash trees used for?
The nation's ash trees are worth about $300 billion, according to the USDA. I couldn't find a dollar figure for Maine specifically, but when it comes to sheer numbers of ash trees growing in the 50 states, Maine ranks in the top six. There are three species of ash that grow here, white ash, green ash, and black or brown ash, and all of them have value. There's a company in Shirley, Maine, for example, that makes baseball bats out of white ash. There's another company in Belfast that makes boat oars and paddles out of it. It's used for firewood and many other things. Green ash is what you see lining streets and boulevards, especially in the Midwest. And here in Maine, its seed pods are eaten by various kinds of wildlife. But it's the potential loss of black ash or brown ash, as it's also known, that's generating the most concern, especially among Maine's indigenous people, the four Wabanaki tribes.
Yeah, I was seeing that they are so concerned that members of those tribes have been working with foresters and bug specialists to monitor the insect.
That's right. For all four Wabanaki tribes here, the Passamaquoddy, the Penobscot, the Mi'kmaq, and the Maliseet, the ash tree is literally at the root of their culture. In the Wabanaki creation myth, their people literally emerged from an ash tree. And it's from black ash that the Wabanaki extract the pliable fiber they use to make these exquisite, intricate baskets that they've become very well known for worldwide and that are sought by collectors as works of art. About 100 tribal members now rely on this craft for income, and it's been a growing enterprise recently.
Could they make baskets out of some other kind of wood, or does it have to be black ash?
Well, I asked Passamaquoddy basket maker Gabriel Frey about that. He said tribes in other parts of the U.S. do use cedar and other woods to make baskets, but the techniques Wabanaki basket makers use are specific to black ash and have been refined over thousands of years, he said. So the question is, would a basket crafted by a Wabanaki maker out of something other than black ash still be a Wabanaki basket? I think for members of the Wabanaki Confederation of Tribes, that scenario is really just unthinkable.
So what is Maine doing to try to keep the emerald ash borer out of the state?
Well, in 2010, Maine banned imports of any firewood from out of state, and that's one way the bug has been spread so quickly around North America. But that isn't likely to keep it out much longer. State officials told me they expect it to be here in Maine within just a few years, simply from natural spread. Once it gets here, they plan to let loose some types of wasps that feed on the emerald ash borer larvae and help keep the bug in check in Asia. Pesticides really aren't a viable option. They can help save individual trees and have been used that way for some, but they're not really effective in stopping the borer in a large forest setting. In the long term, officials say their best hope is to develop types of ash that are resistant to the bug. In the meantime, they're trying to enlist the public to help find any possible infestations. It might seem hopeless to even try to fight the pest, but state officials say early detection can help contain it, and that would buy the state more time to develop new ways to fight it. We do include a lot of information about how to recognize the signs of the insect and the insect itself on our story.
And you can find Barbara Caridi's story on our front page at mainepublic.org. It has photos, maps, and information on what you can do to help. Thanks so much, Barbara, for talking with me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Nora.